DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, the Burt Show.
We were going to have Jamie on earlier this morning, who is looking for a police officer that she met last week that she would like to meet again.
Yeah, it was a traffic. It's going to be a traffic cop love lost and found.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing. I mean, we've done this for years and years now.
Yeah, because in any situation, regardless of where you are, you have a connection with somebody, some kind of chemistry, but for whatever reason, you end up leaving the situation without exchanging phone numbers. And so that's why we do Love Lost and Found, where you contact us, let us know who the person was, the description, if you don't know their name, and where you were and everything. And we try to go to the Burt Show community and find that match and find the person. And in this case, it has to do with the traffic cop.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm a little. I just got nervous all of a sudden.
You did? You're cool.
Okay, good.
Let's work on finding this cop for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so.
We didn't actually meet.
You haven't met.
We met through glass, so to speak.
So he pulled you over then, right?
No, I was hoping he would catch my expired tags, but he was actually in front of my car.
All right, so what happened and where did all this happen?
Okay, I was coming home from a meeting. I had a business associate with me in my car, so I couldn't really catcall or roll down the window and get his number.
Is that something
but,
you would normally do?
I was at the corner of Lennox Road in Piedmont, and I was taking a left, and I was going to try to run the light. I was chuckling at Jessica's story this morning because I was going to do that, but I got stopped on the crosswalk. It turned red, and I look over to the right, and there's these two cops. You know, I think it was about 5:45, and it's like I think they were either showing up for work or, you know, how like they direct traffic and make sure that people don't run the lights. But I was sitting on the crosswalk, so I thought, my first thought was, oh, I'm about to get fussed at. And then we kind of locked eyes, and I smiled at him, and I looked at my friend Amy, and I go, ooh, he's cute. And then I think he read my lips because he kind of flashed like a million-dollar smile. He was very handsome. And then I kind of, you know, backed up and let him, you know, cross to the other side of the street. And so he's directing traffic, and we were looking for a ring. But he had those neon gloves on, so we were like,
"Those are hot." We all wear those in studio.
He's forgotten anything,
so you can't tell if he's married or not because he's wearing those traffic gloves.
Yeah, but we were looking for sure.
You know, women say they love a man in a traffic glove.
That's what they say.
I do not. I'm a big fan. He's directing traffic. You know that light? It's pretty long there. Mm-hmm. I was taking a left onto Piedmont. It's right there at the Business Chronicle.
Yep.
Building, and he kind of we had to laugh because he struck this GQ pose with his back to us, like he had his hand on his hip, and was kind of directing traffic like with one hand, and you know we had to laugh at that because I don't know, it just didn't look natural, but it was cute at any rate. So, so I like to think that he was trying to impress me.
Yeah, he was kind of strutting his stuff for you.
Like the, it was.
The police inviting look, like, yeah. Okay.
He's really, he's very handsome. If I had to describe him, I would say he's probably 5'10", 11-ish. I don't know that he was 6 feet. He wasn't all that tall. Light-skinned African-American guy. Beautiful smile. He had the hat on. He was in the full gear. Looked really nice. And I actually saw him there a couple days later. He was eating a pack of nuts.
I can tell this is going in a different direction.
Yeah. Is there some weird cop code or something for some weird DVD?
He probably didn't need that information, but he was really cute. Striking.
But don't you think he works there
regularly?
Yeah, so can't you just go back?
Probably, but, you know, I don't live in that area of town, so I just, I don't know. I was mentioned it to Jen, and she was like, hey.
I was like, let's do Traffic Cop Love Lost and Found.
Yeah. Well, here's what we need to do then. It's probably okay. Focusing less on what he looks like and probably more if you're a police officer that knows or has access to who is on that shift that day at 5:45.
Right.
Yeah. There's two of them.
There's two of them. There's there's the guy in his nuts and the other guy.
Well, do you really
Someone
want
had to do it? And
let me ask you a question. There's two guys, do you want to be the guy eating the nuts or the guy not? Because that means you're the
nutless guy.
Yes.
You don't want to be the nutless cop.
Right.
In this case, we're looking for the guy.
And you realize that he may not like you now just because you told all of his cop coworkers that he struck a very unnatural one-handed GQ traffic directing pose, which I imagine is like...
He knew he was doing it. Because even my friend Amy, who was in the car, was like, oh, no, he didn't. And I was like, look at that. It didn't matter, though. It was just too funny, and he was really cute.
This may be the fastest Love Lost and Found we have ever done.
Seriously.
We are hot on the police officer with the nuts.
Nice.
Hey, when he was eating his nuts, did he have his neon glove on, or was he gloveless? Was he gloveless nut eating?
I didn't notice at that point.
All right, we are looking for a striking police officer, 5'10", 5'11". You said light-skinned African-American.
Right.
It was at 5:45.
Roughly. I don't exactly remember, but around then.
Lenox and Piedmont.
And he had a very bright green neon triangle on the palm of his hand.
And you couldn't miss his nuts.
Sorry, I mentioned the nuts.
Hey, Timothy, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad.
Can you give us a lead here?
Well, yeah, it's only obviously two officers that worked at, and I'm one of the ones that set up the job. So,
it's your job to assign the police officers to that intersection?
I'm the one that called the gentleman you're referring to and informed him about the job.
So you know who he is?
Yes. Well, there's one or two people, but I'm pretty sure I know which one she's referring to.
Does he get a lot of calls like this?
No, not that I'm aware of, but...
Well, the first question that we need to know, do you know him intimately enough to know if he is married or not?
No, he's actually not married.
He's
no.
not married. Booyah! Okay.
Do you know if he would be opening? Would he be, do you know him well enough to know if he's open to sharing his nuts?
It's always a possibility.
Okay. All right, so how do we want to do this? Do we want to get a phone number from you? Can we get in direct contact with him? Can you provide us with his name? Maybe we can announce it and have him call in. How can we do this?
Can you bring him to us? Can you put him in the trunk of your car and deliver him here to the radio station?
With nuts?
Yeah, guarantee the nuts, but maybe he can work something out with you guys off the air.
We would certainly like a lead to at least call him off the air and see if he's interested in coming on.
Timmy, this is awesome.
Yeah, this is happening quick.
I'm pretty excited.
So we're trying to get this cop on. And Timothy's running into a little bit of a roadblock. Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of a problem. Got his voicemail, so I'm sure he might be busy on a call, but...
Can't you read? Do you guys have a CB or something?
I don't think that'd be quite official business, but...
But, I mean, can you tell him that there's, like... Why don't you tell them there's like a breaking and entering at Jamie's house?
And like, that just happened.
Well,
so.
We can actually make that happen. We'll just send Ben over there and we'll have him break into the window.
Yeah. Intern Ben Jermaine needs some, some street cred anyway.
Well, I just thought 911 asked for him.
All right. Well, Timothy, can we do this? Because it's not going to conclude right now. So I guess what we'll do is we'll keep trying to get in touch with him. And then, Jamie, when we do, either our next show that we're all here together, we'll get you guys on the air together, or maybe it happens over the next 15 minutes. Who knows?
Perfect. I'm good either way.
Right. Timothy, at this point, you're calling him?
Yes.
She's trying to.
I believe one of your people is going to email me.
Great.
I think when Timothy reaches him, I think because we're going to be gone for a week, I think he just puts Jamie in touch with the two of them, and then we talk to him on Monday. They've got their first child on the way.
You think that's going to happen?
That would make my mom really happy.
All right, Timothy, I'll let you go, and I'll have either Sean or Lyndall, somebody call you off the air, and we'll figure this all out, and we'll get them together.
All right, sounds good to me.
All right, thank you very much.
One thing that we didn't mention this time around that we found out last time is Timothy told us that this guy is not married.
He's not married, right.
Right. So we did find out he was single, so we'll see if he's interested in meeting his
Has a girlfriend, she's really mad right now.
Well, I mean, they didn't do anything wrong. I mean, this is just the way
we're
perceived
it. We're just looking for him.
He might have just been, that's just the sexy way that he controls traffic on Piedmont and Lenox.
I'm sure he gets honked all the time. He's really good looking.
Maybe you could go to, Park and Phipps Plaza and lower one of your tires really low. And then when you get to the intersection, just stop and go, oh, dear, oh, no, I've got a flat tire. Who can help me? Help me! Help me!
Officer Planters!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.